That's new music from the Shackletons out of Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. It's called Your Movement. Before that, we had Moby featuring my gal Gwen, and Santo Gold started off back there with Lower East Side Artiste. It is Casey here at Y Rock on XPN, and as promised, special guests in studio, Tally Hall. They're playing tonight, and we got Joe and Rob here. Say hi, guys.
Hello.
Ahoy.
Ahoy, matey.
Ahoy.
So, first off, tell us what's going on tonight. Where are you playing? Who are you playing with?
We're playing at the North Star Bar with the Republic Tigers and Jukebox the Ghost.
Awesome. Both bands we love here.
Yes,
on the
Y-Rock. Both very good bands.
They are awesome. So, has it going okay so far?
So far, so good.
So far,
good
so
times.
Good times in the NYC the last two nights, right?
Oh, indeed.
Yes. Anyway, so for those of you who don't know, Tally Hall, they put a record out back in 2005. And I always mispronounce everything because I'm really bad at alliteration. But Marvin's Marvelous Mechanical Museum.
It's Morvin's Marvelous Mechanical Mechanism.
God, man, I need to have to learn. I'm sorry. There's no umlauts on the front here.
It was a typo.
Mervin's.
Actually, on the original spine.
Mervin's.
So on the original spine, it was listed as Marvin's Mechancial Museum.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
typo.
It was a
typo
on the spine. Mm-hmm. But, well, thank God you got to re-release it and you could fix the spine.
We got a chance to fix the mistake.
It just came out again April 1st on a big old major label, Atlantic Records. And we are big fans of you guys. We played the crap out of Good Day way back when. So it's exciting to see a band that we supported like start to bubble up and get more... support. But is there any difference besides, I noticed the artwork on the new one's a little more detailed.
The artwork reflects how different it is.
Yes.
We polished it. It's warmer sounding. It's closer to what we originally envisioned.
We buffed it and made it shinier.
You buffed it.
And we're going to re-release it again in 2012.
Awesome.
It'll be just remastered
every time. It's a new record.
We're
right?
going to get it right.
Yeah.
By hook or by crook. And I don't use that expression lightly.
By hook or by crook.
Right.
I like that. I'm going to steal that.
Oh, yeah.
You can steal it by hook or by crook.
Yeah, but there's a lot of like sailing terms going on here.
We're pirates. We get in the van. We travel from city to city.
Your Jolly Roger out the window at everybody.
It's inappropriate, ma'am.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Put your Jolly Roger away. Let's think here. So now I totally off my train of thought because I'm thinking like, ooh, Jolly Roger.
Talk more about pirates.
Yeah,
you know,
Eddie Thatch,
the pirates are good, but all right. Before we talk about anything, why don't we play the new version of Good Day?
Okay,
because our listeners only know the old version.
Well, let's educate them on the changes we made.
Newer remastered
Okay.
All right. This is Tally Hall. It's Good Day from the newly released Marvin's Marvelous Mechanical Museum. It's on Y Rock Next.
Mervin.
I like to say hello and welcome you. Good day, that is my name. Come here and sit down. I'm so glad you even really truly came. We can even go and take a walk or something like that. But first I need to introduce my what and introduce my when. Its name I like to call, it likes to say it's nothing. It lives and breathes and it insists that it is something. It never liked to speak or run or walk or sleep or eat. It even thought that everybody tried to thought to take its seat. Nothing goes right in its time. Killed all its bad dreams. Wonder about no things. Circles and spirals in mine. But we know that this song is not about to know or yes or why. What's really truly what I say is that about to look to sigh. About to done.
by and why and by and by.
So that is a tally hall. Good day.
Can you tell the difference?
No. Oh, why is it still playing?
That's the difference. We added this to the end.
Oh, I'm like, why is that still playing? Yeah, so, you know, little CRISPR. Little,
that was me, sorry.
That was you?
Yeah.
You should excuse yourself.
Pardon me. We've been doing that a lot lately.
Oh, you know, it's all life on the road, right?
Yeah. That happens. There's a lot of fast food.
Speaking of life on the road, I actually, I was soliciting your message board for some, what would people like to know?
Mm-hmm.
The diehards about Tally Hall that they might not know. And Jenny S. from New Hampshire.
Jenny. Hey, Jenny.
Hey, Jenny.
Hey. Now.
We love Jenny.
You love Jenny?
Yeah.
All right, good. I'm like, don't
we know
Jenny.
And love Jenny.
Actually, it's true, and we met Jenny's sister last night.
Yeah, mm-hmm. In New York?
This got really personal really fast.
Yeah, well, we shouldn't even say her name in the air. It's
and Jenny,
like,
tell your
really
parents
personal.
That we say hello.
Yeah. All right, there you go. So Jenny wants to know, what are your means of doing laundry while you're on the road?
Oh, Andrew Horowitz's mother, mm-hmm. primarily.
Well, you mail it to her or what?
We stay with them sometimes in
okay.
New Jersey. Right?
Okay. Oh,
and
New Jersey.
We party there.
All right. Yeah. Jersey.
With Andrew's parents.
So you get to do laundry only when you go to New Jersey.
Well,
so,
right.
Yeah.
Actually, so
when
I
we travel
so
to the West Coast, we just kind of wear the same thing every day.
All the time.
Yeah.
All right.
That
we
works.
Have visited yeah. one laundromat when we were unable to utilize the Horowitz facilities. Andrew is in the band, by the way.
Yeah, no,
he's a member.
I've seen his picture.
We don't
in the,
just stay at some lady's house.
In the new artwork, and it has pictures of the band. Anyway, so there's your question answer, Jenny. I'm hope you're impressed. What was I going to say? We were talking earlier about, I saw on your MySpace page, friends with Raffi. What am I talking about? Raffi. Who,
MySpace friend. I wish we were personal friends with Raffi.
I know, mm-hmm. right? He's pretty awesome. I was saying my mother taught preschool, so I'm very well versed in the Raffi. So what do you guys really like Raffi or what?
How could anyone object to Raffi? That's how I feel.
How could anybody?
He's. I think he's really sort of an unsung hero. He's a great songwriter, and he's dismissed or marginalized because he writes children's music. But it's great music.
Great music. Great messages.
And Andrew
keeps it real.
Let's keep talking about Andrew.
Yeah, keyboardist.
He studied music at University of Michigan, composition. He's pretty sophisticated music listener.
What?
That was very subtle.
Raffi trickling in.
It was very subtle.
Oh, that might be some baby beluga.
We played a fraternity at Cornell, and these were like dudes, you know?
Yeah.
And we went into the van with him, and we had a sing-along. A Raffi sing-along.
A Raffi sing-along at Cornell.
Yeah, no problem.
Did you play like at one of the frat houses of Cornell or what?
Yeah, frat house of Cornell, and there was a pig roast, and they had a pig head on a stick out in the yard, and then we went and sang Must
Raffi.
Be Santa.
They weren't too tough for Raffi.
No
one can refuse Raffi.
Right.
No one can refuse Raffi. Well, no, that's awesome. I saw that and it really brought me back. And I'm like, how many other people might know Raffi? And if they don't, you should go out and check out Raffi. He's awesome.
We'll play some Raffi tonight.
Yep, there we go.
Actually, this is us right now.
Oh, yes, I lied. This is on the new and improved, just released 4 minutes ago album. Anyway.
This is the second re-release.
The second re-release of April. So anyway, let's talk a little bit more about the internet, the Tally Hall internet show, because a lot of people have been emailing me about like, oh my God, ask them about the internet show and is there going to be more? And it's so amazing. And so I had to check it out at work today, like on the sly. I'm like, yes, I'm really doing work. And I'm laughing with my headphones on out loud. And everybody probably just kept looking at my cubicle going, what is she doing? But are there plans? Like, you've got so many videos up on the YouTube. Is this something that you guys are going to keep doing? Or
Well, we've been doing it, you know. Yeah. I mean, the last year we've basically been making episode after episode. So it'll be, we're going to release it pretty soon.
People are very concerned that it's going to stop. Like, literally, no, I had like five emails about like, please make sure they're going to do more.
Yeah.
We made internet videos for a while when we first started in the band. Joe and I actually met through a video production sort of like comedy sketch troupe that he started in undergraduate school when we were at University of Michigan.
Yeah.
And so that was always kind of a thing that we did as a band, and even before the band took shape. And when we decided to re-release the album, we thought that a good way to spend our time, if we weren't going to be writing and recording new music, was to write an internet show. So we basically spent the last year doing that.
And record it. Write and record. Yeah. The internet show.
Videographically.
Video record using...
We haven't released any of the episodes yet. We released the Good Day music video, which is sort of a part of episode one, I think.
People have seen little clips here and there. You know, it's like 2.5 hours worth of stuff edited together, and we'll be releasing it over the course of the year. Probably.
Awesome. So there you go, people.
Little
coming, it's not just a trailer.
Yeah. It has, the show itself has ADD.
That would be a great idea for a show, though, is just to show a trailer over and over again and get people really excited and they'd be like, that was it?
That was the show. There's the show.
No more internet. All right, well, I want to thank you guys.
the demise of the internet.
No more internet. If there's no more internet show, there's no more internet, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to thank you guys for coming down.
Thank you. And, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you just now.
No, it's okay.
Sorry.
You know.
Thank you.
You
interrupt
me all you want. Thank you.
Joe, thank you.
Thank you, Rob. No, thanks for coming in with me.
Thanks, Josh. Josh was the one that let us in the building.
Josh let you in the door. That was good.
Thanks, Jenny, for submitting a question. I understand Kaz also submitted a question. Thank you, Kaz.
Yes, thank you, Kaz. And let's play one more song from the newly... Now, tell us about this, the bidding. It's not new, but it is new.
Right. It's new and it's not new.
How?
It is and it isn't. It's really kind of a paradox.
Okay. Yeah. That's all we're going to tell you about it. Off the newly released Marvin's Marvelous Mechanical Museum. It's Tally Hall's The Bidding. They're playing tonight North Star Bar. And it's Y-Rock on XPN.
Sleeping in a cardboard box, spending every dollar at the liquor shop. And even though I know I haven't got a lot, I'll try to give you love until the day you drop. I've been training like a Pavlov dog, let my independence out to take a hike. All you gotta do is activate my bill, and I'll fetch you anything you like. Going once, going twice, every man here has a price. Over where, over there, sold to not a single lady in here. I've been in like a thousand times, dated every woman in the atmosphere. I've been to every continent, broken all the hearts in every hemisphere. And if I'm not the type of guy you like to circumvent, just remember not to love me when I deserve. I graduated at the top, I like to take advantage of the bourgeoisie. So if you have a fantasy of being a queen, maybe you should blow a couple bucks on me. Going once, going twice, won't these gentlemen suffice? Shop up.